I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and arose again. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and you rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. And all I do, I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and arose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you and all I do. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you and all I do. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. And all I do, I honor you. We got the power in the name of Jesus. We got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We got the power in the name of the Lord. Come take my hand, let's agree together that all our enemies will crumble at our feet. For whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. At the name of Jesus, Satan has to flee. We got the power in the name of Jesus. We got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. For we got the power in the name of the Lord. For many years now, Satan's tried to stop us. but the Church of Jesus is still alive. Like a mighty army, we can marching onward, winning every battle with the Lord by our side. We got the power in the name of Jesus. We got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord.
For many years, Satan has tried to stop us. Like that one guy said, I don't know what's wrong with you. Every time we tried to get you down, you come up somewhere else. Well, we got the power. For many years now, Satan's tried to stop us. Satan uses people. People don't know that.
Satan, the people are not of God. Satan's got them infiltrated. And religion, right? We've got to be religious people. It's Satan that's controlling, you know? And they thought they got us down. And they said, it's the churches, see? The religious people that do that. They don't know it themselves that they're doing God. They think they're doing God a service when they're trying to stop us. They try to plug every hole. Then the Lord just gives us an open door. They try to shut us down. So the Lord gives us a website. And then instead of being confined to a compound, we're going all out, all over the world. Because the Church of Jesus, you can't stop it. It just keeps on going. For many years now, Satan's tried to stop us. And I tell people that these people are not of God. They're of the devil trying to stop us, trying to shut us up. And we just keep going. And it's just that simple. After all, life is over, and our burdens have been lifted, and we stand upon the mountain up so tall, looking over in that city that the Savior is prepared. Gives me faith that I can make it after all. Trials here are sometimes many, and at times my feet grow weary, till it seems I almost stumble and I fall. But the tender hand that leads me is the hand that keeps me steady. And my faith, I know I'll make it after all. After all, this life is over, and our burdens have been lifted, and we stand upon the mountain up so tall, looking over in that city that the Savior is preparing. Gives me faith that I can make it after all. By myself I cannot make it, but I know He's there to help me. He will hear my cry if only I will call. Just keep trusting, keep on believing. And the words I hear Him whisper, just a few more days to labor. After all, this life is over, and our burdens have been lifted, and we stand upon the mountain top so tall, looking over in that city that the Savior is preparing. Gives me faith that I can make it after all. I've had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. There have been times I didn't know right from wrong.
But in every situation, God give blessed consolation, that my trials only come to make me strong.
Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon His Word. I've been to lots of places, and I've seen lots of faces, and every time I felt so all alone. But in my lonely hours, yes, those precious lonely hours, Jesus let me know that I was His own. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon His Word. I thank Him for the mountains. I thank Him for the valleys. I thank Him for the storms He's brought me through. But if I never had a problem, I wouldn't know that He could solve them. I wouldn't know what faith in God can do. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon His Word. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon His Word. Yes, I learned to depend upon His Word.
That's why we're on this here journey. That's why we don't, the whole world is celebrating New Year's today, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't, because we don't see it in the Word. We learn to depend upon His Word. It's Satan's New Year. Let them celebrate if they want. We're not doing it. We're not part of that. Because, simply because we've learned to depend upon His Word. Otherwise, we wouldn't be singing these songs. We wouldn't be living in reality. You and I, we're living in reality. We're not going out there celebrating a New Year's, but it's not the New Year. It's Satan's New Year. And the world, they're being drunk with that wine of that religious deception. And they go out there wholesale thinking today's New Year.
Mm-hmm.
When you and I, we depend upon the Word. I used to be part of that because I was blind, but now I see. And now I did follow the stream, and we did the New Year thing and all that stuff. But one day I looked at that celebration. They start, I guess, yesterday now, and they start with this ball. And then they got their sex orgies and their powwows, and they're eating and drinking. The way you can tell it's not of God, because there's always a celebration involved. It's always a eating, things for the flesh. And one day I just sat here and I looked at it. What's that ball got to do with the New Year and all that stuff, or anything godly? And I realized, and I went digging it out, and I found out that the beast, and I had to find out what's that beast. The Bible said the beast will have power to change times and seasons. And here, lo and behold, I found out the beast, and I did some extensive studying, I found out that beast is the Vatican, is the Roman Catholic Church. The beast that rode that scarlet color beast, that's the Vatican, that's the Pope, period. And the beast will have power to change times and seasons. And then I found out, as I did some of my research, I found out that the Roman Catholic Church changed that New Year from, used to be in March, and one day they decided they're going to put it to January 1. It's a phony thing. It's not real. The Bible tells us when the New Year is the first new moon after.
after the spring equinox. And the spring equinox is in March 20, around there when the sun hits the middle of the thing. And then that's when we do our New Year. We don't do our New Year today. We don't even go on New Year. In fact, we'll do it the opposite. We'll fast all day. We don't eat. We don't bother with and welcome. They're eating and drinking and they're partying, and that's what I say. I watched that. Watch it 1 year, and it just dawned on me. What's that got to do with anything? And I have never, ever since then, have looked at it, did some investigating, and because I want to live in reality. I just want to sing that song, I learned to trust in your word, and then not trust in the word. Makes me a phony and a hypocrite. Mm-hmm. So what we did, then we discussed it, and we looked at it, and we're not going to do that with that New Year. We're not even going to sing these New Year songs at New Year's. We refrain ourselves. We'll sing them around the spring, the real New Year, the first sign of the spring equinox, the first new moon after the spring equinox. It usually ends up in April somewhere around there, just when the birds, the tree started budding and stuff like that. That's when we have our New Year. We don't do this phony artificial thing that they get there. The same with that Christmas thing. We don't do that Christmas thing. Here you had a birthday, I guess on the 28th. Mm-hmm. Now how would I look if I was said, Lorraine, we'll celebrate your birthday today when your birthday was back in December the 28th. You know, it'd be crazy, you know, and here, thousands upon thousands of people around the world, they go thinking they're celebrating Christ's birthday December 25th when he was born in October. It's so crazy. If people just don't stop and think. See, you and I, we stop and think. You and I, we're living in reality. And then they peg this as a troublemaker, you know, like what's he trying to do? He's not celebrating Christmas. No, we don't recognize that Christmas that the world has, because it's a pagan thing. It's because it's a, we've been over it and over again, it's worshiping the devil, because it's a, the pagans, they worship the sun. They worship everything under the sun. Mm-hmm. Everything they made, instead of worshiping the creator, they worship the things that were created. That's just the way it is. But see, you and I, we don't do that. We've learned to put our trust in the word of God. And that's exactly what we're doing here. We don't go down that path. And everything that we're doing, because one day we're going to stand before Almighty God, and he's going to ask what we did with that word. Just that simple. And it's all about truth now. We just want to continue on about the truth for our hour. And see, because everything else will be condemned. And this is the condemnation that the truth has come. We were on it yesterday, but the truth of the matter is, this New Year today is not the truth. Mm-hmm. That's why we do not recognize it. We stay away from it.
And when you will go into history and read history, where this Georgian calendar came out, it came out from Rome. So before that, before the Romans took over the world kingdom, and with Julius Caesar in 46 BC, and they had a calendar that was like March, April was the new year. And then the Romans came in and they started another form of a calendar. And it wasn't until later on that they actually, the whole world adopted it. Mm-hmm. Like at first it was just in the Roman world, and then later on with the popes, I guess it evolved into the Holy Roman Empire and into this so-called Christianity, and then the whole world adopted this Roman calendar that we have right now. But all in all, it was used to be March, April, the month of Nisan, the month of Abbot, when the year began. Like anything else, like spring is the beginning of a new beginning, mm-hmm. spring. So it brings in the whole year. And then if you will go to the feast, and it will clearly point you right back to that same thing, like in Leviticus 23, the beginning of months to you. What is the beginning of months? The month of Abib, which is the month of Nisan. And that's where God, where all the feasts line up. And all these feasts in the book of Leviticus 23, they had a greater representation of something in the grace age.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do not line it up to its proper day, then all the other months and all the other feasts don't fall into its proper place. Like you will go to the Feast of Passover, it will fall into its proper place when you take the new year that God has ordained,
mm-hmm.
the beginning of months, the month of Abib, and that's when at the new moon, at the first spring equinox there, at the first new moon after the spring equinox, that's when they started counting. And then going into the full moon 14 days later, and the 15th day, there was the Feast of Passover. And then you can see how all these feasts line up with the grace age. And God was trying to give us time, a mm-hmm. time clock. And that you can see how in every feast, right away when the feast, when Jesus was crucified, those 7 days of unleavened bread came in.
Mm-hmm.
And they represented the 7 church ages. That to not take part in leavened bread, don't defile the word of God, hold on to the doctrines of the word. And we can see in history what happened with that woman that took those 3 measures of meal, and she added leaven to it, and then the whole meal, they were all mixed up together. And that's what the Catholics did with they hid everything, mm-hmm. those measures of meal and everything the Catholic Church hid. And you can see who's behind the calendar change.
Mm-hmm.
And the times and season is all Roman Catholicism, mm-hmm. because that woman had that power to do that. She hid it. And then in her creeds and her dogmas, and the word of God was so hidden that people didn't even know that they could read the Bible anymore. Or it was so taken from them. And then it was all about restoring everything with Martin Luther. And then God shed the light on everything from 1500s on to the ministry of Brother Branham. These things were... the light was shed on those things. That's why we don't have to live in this darkness.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to live in these lies.
We're the confused.
Uh-huh. We can have these truths and live in a state of light, and so that these lies do not overtake our lives. And all these feasts, they represent a specific time period. And that's why it's so important to have the new year in its proper time.
They're living in a world of confusion. Everything mm-hmm. the devil does is confusion. All we want to do is, it's been our mission to stand with the truth. Let the word of God be our guide, because God has put his word above his very name. He's accountable to the word of God. And then you and I, we go dig it, and we found out we're accountable to the word of God too. That's why we don't celebrate New Year's today, because that's in the word. This New Year's is exactly when we say the first new moon after the spring equinox. That's what we do. We're staying with the word. So we don't live in this world of confusion.
Mm-hmm.
Heavenly Father, we just want to stop for a moment in time, Lord. Just to look into your word, Lord, see what you would have for us today, where the world is all out there, all confused, and having a new year when it's not real. It's just phoned. It's everything that the devil does, Lord. We see it looking into your word. We see how everything is artificial. Everything is phony. Everything is confused. But we want to set the record straight. We do not want to go near that new year today, because it's all about the Satan's new year. The Vatican has changed it, and we found it by digging into your word, by having a reverence and a respect for your word, Lord. That's why we found out these things. That's why we don't do the Christmas thing, because Christ was not born in the dead of winter. It's just a pagan thing that Satan has engineered so that he would get worship all around the world, and people don't even know that they're worshiping the devil with that Christmas thing. And then he switches it over to the new year, and the party just continues and continues, just like it was back And then dear Belshazzar, Lord, we just want to be, we want to live in reality, and we want everything we put out there, Lord, we want to have the scriptures to pick it up. We just pray you'll help us to do that very thing so that we don't get found out, that we don't get found out coming short, Lord. We just pray you continue to do it as you see fit. Open our eyes, Lord, that we might see reality for what it is in the day and hour that we're living in. And in this age of confusion, Lord, where nothing is black and white anymore, everything is gray, everything is hidden away, and Satan has managed to drag mankind into a world of confusion, Lord. We just pray that you continue to do it as you see fit. Use us for your honor, for your glory. Help us to stay with that word. Help us to stay with the truth, Lord. We just pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just continuing on with truth. It's truth that in this hour that the world needs is truth. We cannot live in this artificial world of imaginary. It's imaginary things. It is not New Year. New Year is like we keep saying over and over again. It's not that it's over in March, April, somewhere around there. And you got to watch the sun. When the sun crosses at certain place, and there's a compass switch, and today's at certain 5 o'clock in the morning sometimes, and that's when when the sun crosses a certain place there, and that's when spring is, and then after that you watch and you wait for the new moon to come, and here comes the new moon, maybe sometimes a week after that, maybe sometimes 2 weeks after that, but here comes that new moon, and that's when we give it recognition. That is now the biblical new year. We don't even celebrate. We just recognize it as such, and then we might sing some songs, when last one's gained a trade, and things that have spiritual, it's a prayer, you know, that the Lord has protected us throughout the year, but our year is at the spring equinox. It's not today, like the whole world, they're going out there like a bunch of stupid people. It's like if I would decide we'll have your birthday, Lorraine, we'll have your birthday sometime in June, July, when the sun is out and the weather is good, that's what we'll do. And instead of doing it on the 28th, give it recognition on December the 28th, when your birthday really was. And people are so stupid. They're out in the whole world, people in the pulpit, preachers. They go out there to celebrate Christ's birthday when Christ was nowhere near, and the dead of winter when he was born. Plan a day, and it just continues on, it continues on. And then we come along here, and then we put it, everything back into reality, and they think we're crazy. They get us pegged as there's them two crazies, you know. Just when they see it, automatically their mind goes into a frenzy, and there's them two crazy ones again.
Mm-hmm.
They say, but see, we're staying with the truth. It's them that are crazy, not us. We're staying with the word because of it. And just 3 years from now, imagine all that we've been watching over the last 6,000 years. It's Satan is running the show because Jesus is the prince of this world. He's running. He somehow got a deed going. I don't know how he got so much power, but apparently back when the day in the garden when he stole the kingdoms of this world from Adam and Eve by deceiving them, and then now he's the prince of this world. And his days is running out here 3 years from now. We got it right down to the T because we found out at midnight there was a cry. We keep saying it over and over again, and to yank people back into the reality of the thing. You and I, we are living in reality, and I didn't even know prior to 2005. I didn't even know it existed, but you had the same passion and you had the same desire that I did. I did not want to live in this artificial phony. Everything is so phony out there. You wanted reality. And by the grace of God, he somehow brought us together because we have the same ideas. We have the same principles. We have the same belief structure. You wanted to live in truth, and you wanted to live in reality. And so did I, and somehow the Lord and his great mercy brought us together. And now we're just doing this thing together. Imagine me being here by myself trying to get this thing off the ground. I couldn't get to first base. That's why the Lord told me to pick you up and he let me know. Without you, there's no progress. And everything you've done up till now doesn't mean to a hill of beans. You got to get Lorraine on board, and the two of you can now do this thing, and that's exactly what we're doing. And anybody who wants, whosoever will, they can come on board and enjoy
the glorious journey that you and I have had. We have no problems on none kind. If we're sick, we just tell that mountain to move. And God's given us all the resources, all the faith that we need to make it through the jungle. We're sticking with that word. That's why we don't celebrate New Year today. The whole world is celebrating New Year today. It's their New Year. And then they do, and all of the, like I keep saying, everywhere the devil is involved, you can be rest assured the flesh is involved. Eating and drinking and parties and sex orgies, what's that got to do with God? Got nothing to do with Satan is running that show. And we're not part of Satan's kingdom. We just pulled out of his garbage. And once, we were part of it one time. But God, rich in mercy, allowed us to see through the scriptures. And then we divorced ourselves from that Christmas. We divorced ourselves from that New Year. And all these demonic celebrations that the devil has implemented in the human race. And there's people out there, they don't even stop and think. They just do it because their fathers did it and their fathers did it. And that makes it okay. But see, you and I, we went back to the scriptures. We could not see it in the scriptures because we have learned to put our trust in Jesus. We've learned to put our trust in that word. It's just that simple.
Yeah, it's that if you look at the how the devil slowly does things, he doesn't do everything all at once. He knows what to first get, and when you will follow the history of the first thing that he wanted to take away was the water baptism in Jesus' name, the Godhead. Mm-hmm. If he can create confusion, then he can bring in his false teaching, like. And that's exactly what he did. He brought in confusion. Every bishop came up with their, oh, it's this way, it's that way, it's this way. And then when Constantine came along, he just made it into a law that the water baptism is now Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And when you will read history, and they will make it appear like it's a good thing. But it's not. They changed the formula that God gave to the apostles there. When Jesus said to Peter, I'll give you the keys to the kingdom. That's what he was after, because that is the very foundation of Christianity. And you come and you go through history and you can see how the devil comes in and creates confusion. And then he has people so blinded that at the end they don't even know what the truth is from a lie anymore. And they think these things, that's how they should be. And then like in America, you can see how Trump is exposing all the fraud that's going on there. Like these are things that are, that God, because the time we're now living in, these things will come now to light and people will see it clearer and clearer, because we are now living in that time frame where all these things will be exposed and cleaned up. And people like celebrating December 25, that's a lie, because Jesus was not born in December. January 1 is not a new year. We can clearly see the new year that God had told the Israelites, this is the beginning of months to you. And that established something. That established those feasts, and we can see how God in those feasts had a time frame. Like in the 1900s, that feast of the trumpets was sounded to for the Israelite people. Now is the time to go back to your homeland, because we were living in the seventh church age, the church age of Laodicea, and now it's time to go back. And if you don't have those, the new year properly, then the other feasts all will not line up and they wouldn't make any sense. And that's how we came to know the hour and time we're living in. It's through the midnight cry, the Laodicea church hour, and that the feast of the trumpet, and then the Yom Kippur, and then going into the week of Daniel. How that all is established in the feast. If you don't have the March as the new year, you're going to not be able to find out what God is looking at.
See what the devil does? He brings in two line of thoughts. Mm-hmm. And here's the real one. And then he He brings in another thought, and before you know it, everything is a world of confusion, just like he did. It's not like Brother Jackson was here. He kept a line on the word. And then as he's barely buried, and the devil has already taken James Allen, and he works on his mind, and all of a sudden, here he comes out, we're in the third day. Well, it takes a stupid donkey to recognize we're not in the third day, because the third day is the millennium. Imagine sitting under the mansion, Brother Jackson, all these years, and he's barely in the ground, here comes the donkey out. It makes you want to puke every time you think about it. How he's taken right after Brother Jackson's birth, he comes out slowly, bit by bit, after 2 days, and then he comes on. We're in the third day, and he just puts it in the contender. He's so deluded, and you see, and what sickens me, that Brother Jackson's sons and daughters are out there just pulling that garbage, and they know very well that he thinks he's not true, but God, rich in mercy, called on you and me to hold a line on this work. That's all we're holding a line on the things that these two men brought, and we don't have to preach, we just have to hold a line of the things that have been preached, that were down, and he was solidifying them and put it in writing, and now let the contenders and the messages, they're all out there on the internet if somebody wants it, and we're just holding on to the things that have been given to us. And even more, see, they didn't take that Christmas thing as serious as you and I. We don't even go near it. In fact, like I said the other day, we'd rather go out and sit on a log somewhere than celebrate that Christmas thing. And then New Year's the same thing. I'm not going to celebrate. We did not give it recognition that today's the New Year. We don't even sing these gospel songs that they made up back in the day. And we're keeping ourselves undefiled from that satanic filth. That's all it is. It's satanic filth. But yeah, just because they sing these songs, that doesn't mean it's real, you know. That's how the devil does. The devil uses his religion. He uses Christianity. He uses all these biblical forms to lure people in for a purpose to send them out to hell and death. And we put the brakes on. We don't recognize it. We just go to the Word because we have learned to put our trust in Jesus. We learn to put our trust in the Word of God. And that's why we're not doing it. That's why we don't get that recognition. Yeah, the world will paint us, and there's these two troublemakers again. They call us troublemakers, but that's all right. They mock Noah. They mocked Lot when he told them that the destruction is coming. They'll do the same thing. Don't think you and I are going to get an easy ride. But see, we're holding on to the Word, because at the end of the day, you want to be out there. You want God's approval, not man's approval, because at the end of the day, he's going to be, at the end of the day, you want to be recognized as having stood for truth, not for this lie, not for this, we're living in a world of confusion. That's all we live for. So that at the end of the day, God will put his stamp of approval on the things that we do and that we have done. That's why we're not going there. We don't see it in the scripture, and we're not going near it. And just because everybody mocks us and everybody thinks we're crazy, that's fine, and that's good and dandy, because we're not accountable to what people say, do or think. We're accountable to the Word of God at the end of the day. That's all we're doing.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't actually until, 1600s, 1700s, that was changed by Pope Gregory, I believe. And and people don't realize that they think it's just a common thing to do, but you have to understand behind it is there's a spirit. There's a spirit driving something to create confusion and to mess up something so that you don't know where you are in time and what God is doing. And that's the spirit behind it. People just take it for granted. It's just this is just how it's gonna be now. Mm-hmm. But behind it is, like it says, that the beast will have power to change times and seasons. And in that changing those things, and it waters it down and makes it gray, and you don't really see what's really going on and what God is doing.
See, when that scripture came out, when God gave me the revelation of at midnight, there was a cry. But see, Satan has managed to brainwash the humanity that at midnight the day starts.
No, back, you got to go back to the Bible time to see what midnight really is, because the night started at 6 o'clock in the evening, and then you take 6 hours, 12 o'clock, no, 12 o'clock, what exactly midnight? That's why it's so hard for you and I to tell people, at the middle of Laodicea, midnight cried, there was a shout.
Mm-hmm.
That was exactly in the middle of the church age of Laodicea. But see, you and I, we have it right. We started out, the night starts, according to the Bible, the night starts at 6 o'clock in the evening, and then at 12 o'clock at the stroke of midnight, that's the middle of Laodicea, at midnight there was a cry, and because you and I have trained ourselves to believe that the night starts at 6, and the middle of the night is 12 o'clock, and then the day, and then the end of it is 6 o'clock in the morning when the day starts now. See, the cycle is all there. It's where the beast that has power to change times and seasons. That's why he had the power to change over that new year from March, switch it to January, and that middle of the night, he switched it at midnight. That middle of the night is the beginning of today. That middle of the night is 6 o'clock in the evening. And see, because you and I have trained ourselves, have allowed ourselves to be taught, now the midnight ride to you and I is so simple. The middle of Laodicea, the middle of the church age of Laodicea, it starts at 6 in the evening, and then it goes on to midnight. Now you and I already know that midnight, at 12 o'clock at midnight, is not the beginning of the day. It's the middle of the night, and then we go to 6 o'clock, and then right in the middle, in October, February the 28th was the middle of Laodicea. And the rest is all so simple. A great tree can understand that we are now living in the last ages, because when you know that midnight happened in February 28th, and you know the beginning was in 1906, all it takes is a great tree kid. And there it is, so simple, that in October the 15th, 2021, that was it for the grace age. And then there's 7 years left. There's 7 years left for the restoration of all things, the restoration of Israel. And then when those 7 years are done, that angel come down and he throws Satan into hell. And then the Lord come and he's for 30 days. It's the day of the Lord, the fury of the Lamb, the wrath of the Lamb, where the mountains will be pushed out of the sea, and the islands will disappear, and the planet will rock to and fro like a drunk man. And you could go back and you can read it where the sun is out of kilter. And then those days, those 100 days or whichever, when the planet will rock to and fro like a drunk, the reason it's rocking to and fro, it's going back to 360 days as it was before the flood. It's going to be a perfect environment again, because it's preparing itself for the millennium. And then you'll see the planet rocking to and fro, because it's got to go back into its proper axis. That's all happening. That's why we're so excited about the day and hour we're living in, because we had a man come to our house, told us that hundred thing is not it. And then that put us on the core. That put us in contact, brought us in contact with Minister Brother Billy, because there's got to be something out there. He begged with my dad. He pleaded with him. There's got to be something out there. That Hutterite thing is not dead, because he was dead. God had to kill him, and they had to allow him to see what it happens when reality, when it sets in. How did it, when you're over in the region beyond, you can't, then you see reality for what it is. But right now, we're living in a world of deception and a world of confusion that you can't see right from wrong anymore. Nobody knows what's right and wrong anymore, because Satan has managed to deceive the masses. Just like it says that the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of that religious fornication. So it took the Lord, had to take that person, had to take him out of it, he had a heart attack, and he had to see, let him take it to a place where reality is. And he saw reality, that other thing is not real. And that put you and I on the core. That put me on the core. I wanted to know what's out there, what that man said. He said that hard right thing is not a deception. And he wanted my dad to go on this venture. They're out there somewhere. Well, finally one day the day came when I heard him say it. And then eventually it was 15 years. It the picture stood before me when I saw the tears in that man's eyes. I was dead. Seriously, because he knew he had to do something, so he begged that angel. We said it over and over again, and then they brought him back to life, and then a few months later, he recovered, and he did exactly what he promised he'll do. He'll do everything he knew to do, and that's what the only thing he knew to do is go out and warn the people. That's what he did, and I just happened to pick it up. I just happened to hear him say that, and what shocks me that nobody heard it. Nobody heard him do that. I'm the only one that heard it to the point where I did something about it. I walked out of my house one day and I said, Lord, there's got to be something out there somewhere. You're going to have to show, because I'm going to drive until I can't drive no more. But he saw how serious I was, and he, lo and behold, guess where he gets me. 6 months later, I was baptized in Jesus' name. 6 months later, I found out God sent a prophet. And then I found out he sent an apostle. And then I found out all these things that we're teaching, we found it because that man had an out-of-the-body experience and he was saw reality for what it is. That underwriting thing is not real. That's why we're doing what we're doing. We're just trying to keep this thing alive. And like I said, it shocks me to know that people, they've seen them, people that live with them, people that know them, and they don't do a thing about it. It's just like it was all in vain. But for you and I, when we found out about it, we went on this search and we finally found exactly what that man was looking for. Exactly what he would have found if he would have been willing to put his life on the line. But see, it was not yet time yet, because for some reason the Lord had that Hutterite system. He kept it for some reason, which I don't even know yet. But here in his end time, when the time was right, he moved on you and I, and that's what we're doing. We're holding on to the fort. We're telling people all around the world what God has done in the church age of Laodicea. And there's going to be people that believe it, and there's going to be people that'll tap in on it. There's going to be people that'll take it serious, and they'll come. And what they're going to do, they're going to believe it, and they're going to end up at the marriage supper of the Lamb. In the meantime, while they're at the marriage supper of the Lamb, all hell is breaking loose down there, because now Satan, once the Holy Spirit is gone, Satan has complete 100% access to destroy this planet. Until the Lord comes back, and then he throws them into hell. We got the program right, and it's right here, right at our fingertips. Right in our time frame, right in the hour we're now living in. Just got 3 more years, according to the midnight cry, and then Satan is no more. And then Jesus sets up his millennial reign, and it's going to be a hunky-dory thing. All we're doing, we're just trying to keep this thing alive. Because mm-hmm. you and I, it's more real than reality itself.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks, Lord, for the many things you've done. So to wake us up, Lord, to just make us sensitive to what you are doing and where we are at in time. And you allowed incidents and things in our life to happen, Lord, to wake us up, Lord, so that we can prepare ourselves for your coming. We just want to share it with people and just help them to see things from a different light, so that they start searching things out, Lord, and not just taking things the way it's presented to them, but search things out, like it says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, Lord. And that's what you wanted us to do, and that's what we did. And we came to the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson, Lord, the end time truth, the truth for the hour of Laodicea, to prepare us for your coming. So we just pray for people, Lord, that you'll open up their hearts, their understanding, to receive truth, Lord, so that the lies that are out there will not be able to have effect on them. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.